Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
From the K-Rock Hub, Friday night footballers round 8 continues. The Giants and Richmond in their first meeting since the 2019 grand final. Lucky enough to be joined by Giants CEO Dave Matthews. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. Dave, Tom King, Ben Casanilia, Tom Lonigan and Pete Ryan from The Age with you. Really appreciate you joining us again. I know you can't erase what happened in September last year against the Tigers, but is it nice to finally get this game out of the way, play them, we can all move on?
Yeah, good evening, guys. Actually, Tom, we knocked them over in Wagga in the grand final replay.
True, good point.
That actually only occurred to me as I was listening to your introduction. No, it is actually, it's great to be, you know, on a big stage like Friday night. We've had a few Friday nights and, you know, I guess this is one that when the fixture came out, our guys would have circled the game against Richmond, but obviously the fixture's been thrown up in the air and find ourselves playing them tonight, so it's going to be a big occasion. I think we've established a pretty good rivalry anyway, quite apart from last year's grand final, so looking forward to it.
As CEO of an expansion club, you must be rapt that the Gold Coast are spending some time in the sun as well. They had a Thursday night game, albeit on Fox, but we'll see them get some Channel 7 games in prime time as well, and it's only good for the development of the game in the northern states.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is. I mean, there's a good little rivalry between the Suns and the Giants, as you'd expect when we came in a year apart. But in saying that, I like seeing Gold Coast do well, and particularly I think what it does is it helps them retain the players that they get. That's critical, I think, not only to their own success, but when you come up against Richmond and Tom Lynch is playing or Hawthorn and Gregor Muir is playing, you'd like these guys from here on in to be staying and building the club. So, I see their membership's grown again during the week. So it is good. It's pleasing to see.
Dave, Pete Ryan here. Good luck tonight. Obviously, the Giants battling for form. What do you put it down to? I know you're in the CEO chair, but can you give us an insight into your thoughts?
They're not really sure, Pete, in terms of, you know, my expertise, what Leon's is. I just think it's there's some sort of confidence factor there that, guys are just trying to find a way to, I guess, smooth out the fluctuations. Because if you looked at our year, we've knocked over a couple of contenders, you'd think, in Geelong and Collingwood. Hawthorn have troubled us at times. I know their form hasn't been great, but you know, we got past them. We're disappointing against the Kangaroos and in particular, and to an extent the Bulldogs. I think Port Adelaide and Brisbane, that we were thereabouts, but they're both good sides. We're just a bit down. It's probably there for all to see in terms of the midfield battle and inside 50s and those things. So I think it's pretty self-evident where we're not getting it done. So that's the challenge for the guys tonight.
And I think you've spoken about this during the week, but Leon Cameron's contract's obviously been discussed a little bit. Is he? When do you basically announce that he's going on for another couple of years?
Yeah, we did just on the eve of the pandemic just say that he's got a commitment from us for 2021, 2022. And then what's obviously changed is soft cap and other things that have just held up us getting the details done. I know, Gold Coast finalised the detail with Stuart Dew last week. We'll do that in the next few weeks. There's no particular rush there, but the most important part is we're committed to him, and he faces scrutiny from time to time that I think is unfair. When you think of his record, he's got us the 4 final series in a row. We've won a final in every one of those years. And the players certainly play for him. So, no, we're happy with the job he's doing, and we had no hesitation at the start of the year. It wasn't something where we thought, at the end of last year's final series, there's no sort of knee-jerk reaction. This is a really well-considered decision and recommendation from Jason McCartney and the footy committee. So no hesitation there at all.
The Prestige Jayco, of course, a family business celebrating over 30 years. Speaking with Giants CEO David Matthews, he's Ben Casanilia on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks for joining us, Dave. Always great with your time. No doubt you'd be missing the diggers and a bit of Skeen Street sort of action, are you?
Oh, a little bit. Actually, the people boys inside, when I just mentioned to them I was going to be on K-Rock, Luke Kelly said that he used to give you free drinks at the Petrol Hotel, and Eamon Buchanan's trying to work out why he wasn't given the opportunity to do the interview. So,
Luke was behind the...
put on your list.
Yeah, Luke was. He was one of the more sort of dour barmen there at the Petrol Hotel. But look, I was going to ask you. You took the words out of my mouth a little bit. You're talking about your coach and being, you know, unfairly criticised, and you know, fans who are not GWS fans and basically every other footy fan, I think, at times has been envious to the point of jealousy about your list. And you know, they were first round draft picks, and suddenly you lose a game, and because they're all first-round draft picks, it has to be the coach's fault. Do you feel, obviously you feel that that is unfair, but do you feel that, there's also some truth to that, that as soon as you lose a game, it's got to be the coach's fault because your team is stacked with talent?
Yeah, the way I've often looked at it is I think every other club in the competition supported the creation of the Suns and Giants to the extent that they didn't want them to succeed. And that's natural, you know, we're in a competition, so... You know, having approved list rules, they then spend considerable amount of time either trying to water them down, which they're effective in doing to a degree, or trying to poach some of the players. So it's the constant speculation about it. But I think, you know, built part of that argument, the sort of narrative built that, you know, Leon Cameron have been handed premierships on a plate, which is just not the case. It's not right. And, you know, it's very, very hard to win one. He's got us thereabouts. We think he'll continue to do that. But, you know, I think the speculation or the focus on him seems to happen quicker than it does at other clubs, probably because of the way we've been established. But no, we're comfortable with it, where it all sits. It doesn't worry us too much. We've got used to, you know, speculation about players and focus on Leon and other things. The reality is, the best way to answer it all is to win games. So hopefully we do that tonight.
You've been a great sort of an ambassador, albeit, you know, the CEO, but a great ambassador for the Giants and football out of normal football geography. Has your passion for the club exponentially grown in the role as the team has improved and you've seen players grow and you've seen the club grow? Has that just exponentially pushed along your passion for the GWS Giants footy club?
Oh, I think it happened pretty quick when I first was asked to go in. You know, firstly because when you're really in amongst it in, say, 2012 or the end of 2011, you could just see that this was a massive challenge and that the players were joining the club, in particular the players who were being drafted in, needed some sign of stability and, you know, some prospect of long-term success. So, you know, the challenges along the way have been enormous, and then, you know, the opportunity for the game's huge too. Like, I think I saw Gold Coast hit a membership record during the week of 14,000, and yeah, we probably had that in about 2015. We're at 28,000 this year when the pandemic hit. So the opportunity for the game here is massive in Sydney, and, you know, to be able to play in front of crowds at the moment and in recent weeks and months has been a good thing too. There's been that focus on New South Wales and Queensland. So, I mean, I guess, personally, I'm just passionate about the growth of the game because it's, you know, we all love it. Everyone on this, on the pod, love this game. And, you know, it's just the opportunity to tell more people about it and to win hearts and minds in Sydney's an exciting challenge. But, you know, the club itself, yeah, it's been a privilege to be involved in it. It's a great club. It's got a really strong culture and it's, you know, it's not manufactured in the sense that some people talk about it. It's a genuine footy club. In many ways, it's like a big country footy club the way it operates. So, no, it's been really pleasing, but we'd love to keep building.
G'day, Dave. Tommy Lonergan here. Good luck for tonight. We had you on 4 or 5 weeks ago, mate, and I did pose the question about Jeremy Cameron and some of the other players. I did see during the week the contract freeze had been lifted, and there was a few articles suggesting that the Giants would be over the cap in 2021. Where are the contracts of Jezza and Zach Williams and the like at? Any closer to getting those guys done, or is that going to be a longer wait?
I don't think it'll be too long. I'm really confident that you know, we can get those discussions going, particularly Jeremy's. He's, you know, been the foundation of the club. He's our longest-serving player. You know, he's been here since day dot. And when, as you say, you know, when contracts were sort of frozen, then there was really just a situation where everyone was just focusing on the job at hand and setting that aside. But we'll pick that up now. Yeah, similarly with Zach, he's obviously out injured at the moment. He's focused on getting back and and playing good footy. And yeah, those conversations will be had soon. But yeah, we think we've had a really strong track record, Tom, of retaining the players that are priorities for us. And yeah, that's what we intend to do.
Yeah, good stuff. And this one mightn't be so much in your wheelhouse, but I just want to talk about the Giants' inability to get the ball inside forward 50, the 18th currently in the competition, and they're ranked 18th for pressure factor inside for forward 50. Is it a system thing, Dave, do you think, or personnel? Where do you see that at? Is that something that you've spoken to Leon about, or the footy department people there about?
Yeah, look, you're right. It's one for those guys, the coaches and the players, to be focused on. They know it's an issue, and they know that, you know, it's. I don't think it's necessarily the system or the structure. I think it's just for some reason they've just been down on form. It might be a confidence thing. It might be an effort base, but they're just they know that's an area they've got to address. Improvement tonight.
Dave, you're in a new market, and I mean relatively new. Sydney's been around for a while, but what's keeping you awake at night, given what's happened this year and how the Giants placed to come through the other side?
Yeah, I think what's keeping me awake is probably similar to a lot of people, just this uncertainty that we're all facing. There's a lot of anxiety in the community, and I know, you know, particularly sitting from a distance watching what's happening in Melbourne and to a lesser extent Geelong, and you know, Eamon was just talking to me about Colac. I mean, it's just, you know, there's bigger things than footy going on right now, but isn't it good that footy is going on?
Absolutely.
Just to put some smiles on people's faces. So, you know, I think the AFL's done a brilliant job in actually sort of staying ahead of some of these border closures and finding ways to get games away, and I reckon there's a really exciting period coming up. So, you know, I've just got some concerns, as everyone does, that there's no cure for this thing, and therefore, you know, you're just hoping in Sydney, where we are at the moment, there's no complacency. But look, I guess from the Giants' point of view, you know, we're confident in the business of the club. I guess as a young club, the irony of not being able to maximise gate receipts for the year means that we're less exposed to ticket sales revenue or membership revenue than some of the other bigger clubs. So we probably can weather it a little bit better in some ways in that respect. But, you know, I think, you know, the adjustments to the soft cap, the lowering of, you know, CBA to a degree, I think the cost reset that the AFL's undertaking also helps us. You know, we're retained 97% of our members at the moment. You know, we've actually extended a number of our corporate partners. You know, out of 18 clubs, I think, Tom, we might be 18th for inside 50s. We're 6th or 7th for commercial revenue, so that part of it's going well. So, look, we think the club's in good shape. And, you know, Richard Goyder and Gill at the start were 18 clubs in, 18 clubs out. Everybody's different. Everyone's got different challenges, but I think we're in good shape under the circumstances.
Good to hear. Do you think that the Giants will have to get out of Sydney and go to a hub at some point? I mean, even though the New South Wales border's open, but what's your read on that?
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't. Look, we obviously got to go to WA and just, you know, tick those games off with West Coast and Freo, which is slightly frustrating having to play a derby in Perth.
Yep.
And that's an unintended consequence, just shows how complex it is, but that's where WA is up to, I guess. I think we'll have four games left to go when we return. We'd hope to play the majority of those in Sydney, maybe a game or two in Canberra. It's really just a matter of whether they can, you know, retain this level of contract tracing and suppression that the New South Wales government seem to be able to manage. They've got, right now, I think today they've got 124 active cases, so it's small for the size of the state. You just hope they can contain it, and if they do, we'll return after WA and play in New South Wales.
Dave, when we spoke about 5 weeks ago, I asked you about playing the derby and having it as maximising the crowd as much as you possibly could. Who comes to you from the AFL and says, look, unfortunately, it's not going to work and you're going to have to play the derby in Perth, and you know, you get that heads up before obviously the public see the fixture?
Yeah, look, it's conversations with Marcus King largely, and he's doing a great job, you know, under enormous duress. Another good Geelong boy, but he, I think, the key there is that, you know, we've all taken an approach of we'll play anywhere, anytime, and it just so happens that the way it's worked out, we're not going to have that game here, but that's okay. I mean, I hope there's ways we can promote it and get, you know, a big crowd at Optus Stadium, and, you know, it'll be televised live back into Sydney. I don't know if it's important to us, and I suppose if we, you know, would you rather play at the SCG or Optus Stadium? It was going to be at the SCG otherwise. Maybe that's the benefit.
Last one before we let you go, Dave. Steve Waugh has obviously been involved with the Giants in different capacities over the journey, ambassador roles and the like, and a couple of times this year with minimal crowds we've flicked up and he's sitting in the crowd behind you. Is he somebody you lean on a little bit for his wisdom and experience in leadership, that you've been able to tap into his, you know, his psyche and take some tips away to help with your leadership?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think he's here again tonight, I know. We've actually, you know, I think in the week leading into our first ever game in 2012, he spoke to the boys, and the relationship sort of started from there. It's really come about it based on his friendship with Gavin Robertson, who works in our community and commercial team, and he obviously played test cricket and field cricket with Steve. He's just passionate about the underdog. That's the thing that really attracted him at the start, and, you know, he'll be bringing his family along again tonight. Last week, we've got a couple of cricketers who follow us. We've got Mitch Stark was here last week. He's a big Giants fan. He was living in Breakfast Point when a lot of the boys were living in Breakfast Point and coming through the ranks. So, no, it's good to have that sort of support. But I know from time to time, you know, Steve Canelio's chatted with Steve Waugh. They've had lunch, or, you know, Leon Cameron's caught up with him and just talked about different aspects. Probably one of the best bits of advice he's given the boys over the years is just playing in front of hostile crowds. And last year we talked about before the Collingwood final, talked to the boys about, you know, going out to bat in India, that, you know, and you might have 70,000 or 80,000 Collingwood fans, but that's the sort of situation you've got to combat when you're batting for Australia and India. So, yeah, there's just little parallels here and there, but he's big on resilience, and he's obviously a competitor, and they're things that resonate with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave, we really appreciate your time as always. You're always more than generous when you join us on K-Rock Football. We really appreciate it, and we wish you the very best of luck tonight.
Pleasure, guys.
Dave Matthews joining us, the CEO of the GWS Giants. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.